This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for joining us in the Aqeedah class. Today, inshallah, we'll continue the discussion about the shirk. We mentioned last time the dangers of shirk and the consequences, the evil consequences, if someone committed shirk. And we mentioned that it is a reason for eternity in hellfire. The one who commits shirk, he will be abiding in hellfire forever. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They are therein forever, whoever commits shirk. Also, they will be forbidden paradise. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever commits shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden him entering paradise. So the one who commits shirk, he will be in hellfire forever. He will not enter paradise. It will nullifies all the good deeds. فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. The true loser is the one who loses his deeds in the day of judgment. So it nullifies all the deeds as well. These are few consequences for the shirk. We also mentioned that shirk is divided to two major categories: major shirk and minor shirk. And we knew how to differentiate between major shirk and minor shirk. Major shirk is the one that will cause you to enter hellfire forever, while minor shirk is a major sin. It could be forgiven and it could not be forgiven as well. Many scholars said minor shirk is not forgiven. Of course, they mean if you did not repent. While major sins in general, like stealing, committing adultery, fleeing from the battlefield, it could be forgiven. But the minor shirk, many scholars said it is not forgiven as long as you don't repent. If you repent from it, it will be forgiven. All sins are forgiven if you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, we need to know exactly what's the definition of major shirk and minor shirk. We mentioned the definition of major shirk. Could someone remind me what's the definition of major shirk? What's the definition of major shirk?
To
associate someone with Allah. That's the only thing? What if you did not associate someone with Allah? You don't say he is like God, but you love him more than God. I'm not asking you about the divisions of Tawheed. The definition of major shirk, you know?
Associating with Allah, but not giving people authority.
No, that's not the only thing. You are mentioning one part. MashaAllah, that means you're studying very well. Good. Are you ready for the exam? What's the definition of the major shirk? Yes, we have an answer from the students online.
From Shaza.
Shaza, okay.
Says great injustice.
Yes. Major shirk is great injustice. What is it? That does not answer my question. What is the great injustice? Major shirk. What is it? Water is something you drink. What's the major shirk? We said diversion of any type of ibadah to other than Allah. صَرْفُ نَوْعٍ مِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. That's the major shirk. It includes associating partners along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It includes setting up rivals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that's not the only thing. So any diversion of any type of ibadah to other than Allah is major shirk. What about the minor shirk? What's the definition of the minor shirk? Now we know that's the major shirk. If you divert any type of ibadah to other than Allah, you committed major shirk. What about the minor shirk? What's the definition of the minor shirk? Could someone tell me? Okay. We have an answer. Very good.
Riba,
interest? No, interest is not minor shirk. Atiyah said, minor shirk is riya, showing off. That's not the definition. That's one example for minor shirk. That does not mean all the minor shirk is showing off. There are other types of minor shirk. So that's not a sufficient definition. What's the minor shirk? Okay, look what it says. Anything that was forbidden as a means to the major shirk. Anything that eventually leads you to the major shirk and called shirk, whether in the Quran or in the Sunnah, is minor shirk. Anything that could lead you or its means to major shirk is considered minor shirk. It is called shirk in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That separates between the minor and the major. Anything that leads you to the major shirk and it is called shirk, then it is minor shirk. What's the example for that? The Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned إِنَّ الرُّقَى وَالتَّمَائِمْ وَالتِّوَلَى شِرْكِ. Indeed, ruqya is shirk. What do we say? It is major or minor? It is minor. But it could lead to the major shirk. If someone hangs something, omens, it is minor shirk. Yes, do we have something? Exactly, the doctor cured me. Who cures you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is minor shirk. Because it could lead you to the major shirk. Once you believe that the doctor has the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you committed major shirk. But once you say, the doctor cured me, this is minor shirk. So that's the minor shirk. Prophet ﷺ said, whoever swears by other than Allah, he committed shirk. من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك. Is it major or minor? It is minor. It doesn't take you out of the fold of Islam, but it's still shirk. It's a major sin. When you say, by the Prophet, I swear by the Prophet, or I swear by the angels, or whatever. This is minor shirk. It is shirk. It is a major sin. So I hope now we understand very well the difference between major shirk and minor shirk. Now we are moving to the historical brief of the shirk. When did it start? When did shirk start on earth? Yes. Prophet Nuh. He is the first one to commit shirk? What do you mean? At his time. At the time of Nuh. Before the time of Nuh, was there any shirk? No. Do you have any evidence? So she said at the time of Nuh. Now again, let's go back. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Adam, we believe that Adam is the first human being. Adam was a prophet. So definitely, there was no shirk at his time. After his generation, did they have shirk? Yes or no? No. Until when? 10 generations. 10 generations. Until the generation of Nuh. So we learn now there are 10 generations between Adam and Nuh. What's the evidence that in 10 generations there was no shirk? You need always to know the evidences. What's the evidence? Quranic ayah says between Adam and Nuh, 10 generations, there is no shirk between them. You have to be very careful if you say there is an ayah and you don't know it. Yes. There is a hadith. What does it say? We have hundreds of thousands of a hadith. Which one of them? You see, it's important. Always. You believe in something, what's the evidence? Don't just copy others. What's the evidence? Where is that hadith? We have a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He said between Adam and Nuh, there was 10 generations. They were all on Tawheed, on the correct religion, monotheism, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it started at the time of Nuh. So we learn from these many lessons. One of them, between Adam and Nuh, there was 10 generations. In these generations, there was no shirk. Nuh alayhi salam, scholars say, he is the first messenger. After the prophets, now they believe there are prophets between Adam and Nuh. But again, the prophet, his job is not to change the religion. Once there is a need, which means there is a shirk, then there has to be a messenger sent to them. And that's exactly what happened in the time of Nuh alayhi salam. Okay, so now we know there is an authentic hadith by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that between Adam and Nuh, there was 10 generations. All of them were on Tawheed, and shirk started at the time of Nuh. Alhamdulillah. How did it start? Now we know it is at the time of Nuh alayhi salam. How did it start? How did shirk start? Yes. Alhamdulillah. Okay, the people, Shaza says, the people started worshipping righteous, other righteous people. How? How? You need to mention sufficient answer, yes.
When they died, they made idols of them.
Exactly. What happened? Remember, Shaitan is very smart. He has a goal. As long as he gets his goal, he doesn't care how long it will take from you to follow him. What happened? Before Nuh alayhi salam, there were righteous people. There were righteous people. They were five. Five people. And they are mentioned actually in the Quran. Do you know where? In Surah Nuh alayhi salam. Do you memorize Surah Nuh or no? No? 29th juz. وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا. What is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about what? Those are the righteous people. What happened? Before the time of Nuh, they were righteous people. And when they died, Shaitan came to their people, to the people, remaining people. He did not tell them, worship those righteous people, because he knows they will not listen to him. What did he tell them? He told them, you see, these were righteous people. Why don't you form statues in their forms so they will remind you of the worship? He came to them as an advisor. He told them, I want to advise you. So once you see them, what will happen? It will encourage you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more. And they did that. They made idols. It was not seen as idols at their time. And they encouraged themselves in the ibadah once they saw them. Then that generation died. The next generation came. What happened? The shaitan came again. He told the next generation, those are the idols that your fathers worshipped them. So worship them. And they listened. They worshipped the idols. That's how shirk started on earth. So it started at the time of Nuh alayhi salam. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them Nuh alayhi salam to correct their religion, to correct their aqidah, to have them believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I advise you to read Surah Nuh. Remember those names. Wad, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq, Nasr. These are five names for five righteous people. Now, we said that shirk is divided into two categories, major and minor. Now we're moving to the types of shirk. The types of shirk. Look at this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلِ ادْعُوا الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ
وما لهم فيهما من شرك وما له منهم من ظهير. Say, call upon other gods whom you set up besides Allah. They have no power, not the weight of an atom in the heavens or on earth. No share have they therein, nor is any of them a helper to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, could you tell me what do you learn from this ayah? What do you learn from this ayah? What does it tell you? Your job is to derive the rulings, to derive the lessons from the ayah. Now, here is an ayah with many lessons. Others are weak. They cannot do anything. What else? No intercession can avail in his presence. ولا تنفع الشفاعة عنده. Yes. Yes. No other gods have a weight of an atom in Allah's dominion. What does that tell you? Their gods aren't equal to Allah. So it denied one type of shirk, which is equal gods to Allah. What else? Scholars, when they mentioned this ayah, they said, this ayah divided shirk to four types. First type is the shirk of possession, which means there is something who has any type of possession, whether in earth or in the heavens or on earth. Allah denied that. Allah said, no one has the weight of an atom, whether on earth or in heavens. So Allah denied the shirk of possession. Now they say he's the possessor of, this is my property, he's the landlord. The real possession is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one has any sort of possession on earth or in heavens. So this is the first shirk that was denied in this ayah. The second thing, shirk of sharing. They don't share Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything. The shirk of help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need the help of anyone. No one can help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in need for the help of anyone. And the last type, the shirk of intercession. There are no intercessors except for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows. وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ عِنْدَهُ. So you see, there are four types of shirk mentioned here in this ayah. Let's go back to the ayah and look at it again. Look how scholars divided shirk to four types here. Shirk of possession, shirk of sharing, shirk of help, and shirk of intercession. When you say, I know I don't worship other God, I only worship Allah, but I know that someone will intercede for me. In a sense that even if I made a mistake, even if I committed sins, Allah will not punish me because this one will intercede for me. Allah reminded us that no one can intercede without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is type of shirk. No one can help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is able to reach that level where he can help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one will help you. If you seek help, you seek help from Allah. That's why Allah says, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship and you alone we seek for help or we ask for help. So Allah is telling you in this ayah, do not ask help from anyone but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so here in this ayah, this is one ayah. Again, it has four types. Now we have more types of shirk. Six divisions. Some scholars, they divided shirk to six divisions. Shirk of independence. Shirk al-istiqlal. What do we mean?
You say there are two equal gods. Each one is independent. Each one is independent. Proving two independent gods like the Magi. What do they say? The Persians, the fire worshippers. They say there is a god of the good things and there is a god of evil things. They are equal, but they are separate. So this is the shirk of independence. To prove two independent gods. The second type, shirk of splitting. You form gods or you split gods from one god. You form many gods from one god. Shirk al-tab'id. Do you have an example for this? Shirk of splitting. Zeus, what do they say? Actually, this is more close to the first one. Because they say each one is independent. God of love and God. Do they say they are equal or they say there is a chief God?
They believe Zeus is the main God.
Okay, if they believe there is a main God, then... But we have clearer example. That's a good example. Yes. Hinduism. Who is the major God? Buddha? No. Hinduism, what do they say?
They believe there's one God and he split up many other gods to fight against.
Yes, I think Hinduism is a good example. They say everything is God. Yeah. But they have the main God.
Krishna.
What?
Krishna.
I don't know. What about Christians? What do they believe? What do they say about Jesus? The Son of God. Right? So all these are examples. The third type, shirk of means. What do we mean by that? Worshipping other gods to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the example for that? The pagans of the Arab. You know how shirk started in Arabia? We mentioned that by Amr ibn Luhay al-Khuza'i. He brought God with him, idol with him from Asham, because they told him that once we ask for something, we ask this God and we are given. So he brought God and he said, this God will be for me the means to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah said in the Quran. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. We are not worshipping them except that they are means for us to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is shirk. The fourth type, shirk of imitation. Most of the people nowadays, if they commit shirk, they don't know what they are doing. But they are just copying others. Shirk al-taqleed. Worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, copying other people. Now many people, when the prophets confronted them, why do you worship these gods? إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ. We found our parents, our forefathers doing this, so we're doing it. أَتَنْهَانَا أَن نَعْبُدَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا. Do you forbid us from worshipping what our parents worshipped? So this is shirk. They are committing shirk. Why? Because they are copying their parents, their forefathers. Number five, shirk in reasons. What do we mean by that? When you say, The doctor cured me. We got the rain because of the clouds. You give the effects to the reasons, not to the creator. This is one type of shirk. Shirk of reasons. So now we have five types. Shirk al-istiqlal, shirk al-tab'id, shirk al-asbab, shirk al-taqlid, shirk al-wasail, and the last one, shirk of purposes. What do you mean by that? Your purpose or your intention is impure, working with impure intention.
like showing off. This is shirk. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Riya." He said about riya, showing off, it is what? It is shirk. Are these examples clear? Now, these are six types of shirk, scholars mentioned. Shirk al-istiqlal, tab'id, taqrib, taqlid, al-asbab, and al-aghrad. These are six types of shirk. Let's go back. Quickly, shirk of independence, shirk of splitting, shirk of means, shirk of imitation, shirk in reasons, and shirk of purposes. You got them all? Okay. Here is the question. What are the types of the major shirk? Now, the main division is major shirk and minor shirk. Once we say this is major shirk, that means it takes you out of the fold of Islam. Minor shirk, it's a major sin. You are still Muslim. These are six types. Which one is major shirk of these six types? Yes, do you have an answer? Shirk of independence, it is what? Major shirk, why? You claim there are two gods. Okay, that's the only one? Shirk of splitting, is it major shirk? If you say he is demi-god, he's half-god, is it major or minor? Yes, shahada.
1, 2, and 3.
Why? Why? Shaza says only 5 or 6, so now we have 1, 2, 3, 4. You need to mention why. This is important. We already mentioned the examples of major and minor shirk. We already mentioned the definition. We already mentioned the punishment. So go ahead. It's your job now to apply what you learned. Tell me what are of these types major shirk and what are minor shirk. Yes. Yes, you are attributing what belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only to other creatures. So this is major shirk. A clearer evidence for that, what Allah said in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ. They disbelieved. Whoever said Isa is the son of Allah, he disbelieved. That's clear. Okay, what else? Shirk of means. Why it is major shirk? They did not worship those idols. They know if you ask them, who's Allah? They will tell you, Allah in the heaven. But we worship them as means. Why it is major shirk?
They're worshiping Allah in rububiyyah, but not in uluhiyyah.
Okay, so you have to fulfill the uluhiyyah. If it was not a shirk, why would Allah send the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fight those people? Why would he tell them, say la ilaha illallah? Because it was not accepted from them. You claim that Allah is the creator, you have to worship him. So this is the third type. Even the means, it is shirk. It is shirk. So it is major shirk. What about number four? Do you say it's major or minor?
Major.
Major. Why? So isn't this an excuse for me if I'm doing something, copying others?
And
no?
What if that thing is wrong?
What if it's wrong?
Yeah.
So it's not accepted. It is not accepted. Once you know what is right and what is wrong, it's not accepted from you to say, I'm only copying my parents. So even now, actually, the pagans of the Arab at the time of the Messenger ﷺ, they are from that type, taqlid, copying, because they only copied their parents. Their parents committed the shirk of means, but they copied them. Okay, so we have four types are major shirk. What about the fifth type? Is it major, minor? Yes, shahada.
And
Tanwir says number 5 is minor. Why? Why it is minor? Yes. You are diverting to other than Allah. If you divert it to other than Allah, isn't it major?
Meaning you still know that Allah is the cause, but you're using this thing as a means to get to Allah.
Using this as means. We said using the means is what? Major. So
it's not direct.
It's not direct. So Abdullah, are you still saying it's major or minor? What do you think? I need answers.
It's minor.
Minor, why?
Because you don't intend to say it. I mean, you don't intend to necessarily say that thing. It's like unintended. Because in the hadith,
unintended?
I mean, you didn't really mean to say that it's really the doctor.
So if someone worshipped idol, but he did not really mean to worship idol, it's accepted?
No.
So, yes.
Shaza says, it is minor because
it is minor because it can lead to major. So you are saying that it is a means to the major shirk. It is, it could lead, but it is by itself is not a major. Why? Why?
Because Tanwir says unknowingly a person can commit minor shirk, like the doctor, saying the doctor is helpful.
Well, again, here you did not divert any type of ibadah. Okay? But it is a means. So I agree, it is minor shirk. Number 5 is minor shirk. However, it could be major as well. Sometimes it could be as major. If you deny totally the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like the rain, if you ignore the capability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the earthquake, while the earthquake happened, you start explaining the geology and the crust and the earth, and you don't say it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted this. Many times you have the same reasons. You should, logically, you should have earthquake and you don't have it. So, what's the cause? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it to happen. So, if you totally ignore this and it happens always, then it becomes major. But it is minor shirk. Number 5 is minor. What about number 6? What about number 6? Shirk minor, shirk of purposes. Yes. It is minor. Again, apply the rules. You are not diverting the type of ibadah to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but your intention is impure. Your intention is to please people while you are supposed to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet ﷺ himself said that it is minor shirk. Showing off is minor shirk. So this is important example. This is what you may get in the exam. I may give you an ayah, and I tell you, what's the type of the shirk here? And is it major or minor? That's the purpose. You need to read now. When you read the Quran, you read the ayat about shirk, you need to learn what are the types of the shirk that this ayah is talking about. Now we have something very important. The types of the shirk that are mentioned in the Quran. Now, are these all these 6 types mentioned in the Quran or not? Are they mentioned in the Quran or not? If you say yes, you need the ayat. If you say no, you need to say why. In the Quran, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention 6 types of shirk or more or less? You want me to make this as an assignment for you? Actually, we'll stop here, inshallah. This is the end of our session. We will start off tomorrow by this topic, the types of the shirk that are mentioned in the Quran, inshallah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وصحبه اجمعين. السلام عليكم.